Any question?
No.
He had a question. His question was about the second paragraph of Mishnah. Book one. Yes, he noticed that in book one, he would notice that the first paragraph is something. Then there is a second paragraph, which in this book is not the second one. I mean, that title doesn't exist, so they go together. Then there is another paragraph. Paragraph, 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 right? But when you compare the paragraph one and two, they don't go together. Somehow, they're different stuff. Yes. What is it? It's too complicated to really explain it all. But there are some simple explanations for you to understand. First of all, he is a teacher, and he knows how to teach. Okay? Then he wants to write this book. What should he do? A good teacher, right at the beginning, will give you all the keys that you need. Right? And this is a path. This is not one story or one conversation or something. This is the people who ask Rumi that, okay, what was the outcome of that meeting with Shams that changed you and you are happy? He said, sit down and listen. What was his first word? Listen. Later on, you realize that you don't listen. When I'm talking, what are you doing? Oh, you want to say, I'm thinking. No, 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 you're talking. That's the way you think. How do you think? You talk to yourself. Stop talking. Listen. Because that talking comes from your brain. And that's the problem. Because for us, brain is the problem. Why? Why?
The ego starts to say different.
The brain is belonging of animal. All the animal have it. The chimp's brain is your brain. That's a brain, and that's the problem. We talk about beyond the logic. Logic belongs to brain. Okay. So we start with listen. Listen to this story because this is our emotion, our time, our being, all of that. If you want to get it, listen. Once upon a time, there was a king. Blah, 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 blah. A bizarre story, right? Then, he will stop the story. Yes, the trick is, if you let go of the second paragraph, you go to the third one, it's following the story exactly, then that's the way it should go. No, he stops. See? Okay. Let me tell you about the ritual of this path, of this listening, of this stuff. Because there is a ritual. If you're not behaving correctly, you will not get it. Here, by listening, I mean listen. Okay, I tell the story, but behave. Behavior is this. The guy stands up, he's looking around and waiting for the dream he had. In his dream, he was promised, remember? So he's waiting for it. That's why he will see it, because if you're not waiting for it, this is the trick. I'm going to teach you a system. And this is not conversation, and this is not logic. and this is not to improve your information and brain. This is to improve your soul. And for that, you have to behave just by listening. What do you get by listening? By listening, if you are correctly listening, you get the meaning. And here, the meaning. Here, emotionally, you should be provoked. By provoking your emotion step by step with this story, that kind of poetic language, musicality, and so on and so on, we want you to feel it, because this is something, at the end of the day, you want to fall in love with the truth. For that, we need your emotion. So he talks about this way of behavior, ritual. And he stops it. Because this is something that we talk, but you have a sample. I start the story, but underneath the story there is something else, that the first one, by listening. The second level, by the ritual. By being here with me, by understanding that why I'm saying all of this stuff. Because it's not this stuff. This is something, a quality that should happen in you. That simple. This is what these courses are all about. For me, sort of emotion which is floating here, that's what I'm looking at. Because I know that will work. The conversation, the logical explanation and blah 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 doesn't exist here. In addition to that, I said, you should always remember, when they quote something from Rumi, say, where is that? Where is that? Is it in some explanation? Or is it in some story? Or is it a joke? Show it to me. My first question was, he had the question, I said, bring it to me, I want to know where it is. That's an attitude. This is something that you should learn. Not being convinced that I said, okay, that's good. No, you should do it. This is how it works. He started from the beginning and he changed even the musicality and the language and all that, but something is fixed. We have stories and paragraphs which are not the stories. Explanation. Story. Example. Something like that. And something we have a paragraph title so large. That's how it works. Because he is trying his best to give us something that for him is clear. But to explain it, there is no language for it. Honestly, imagine that I move you to a historical place. You sit down and have a coffee with Mr. Romeo. And you ask him to explain to you how is he in love with Juliet. He will just laugh at you. Yes. Kindly will laugh at you and say, you will not get it. Because it's impossible to explain it. How could I explain to you that I will die for someone? Gladly. I'm volunteer. Yes. Is it explainable? No. Does it exist? Yes. Not only it exists, there's some special corner which you envy it. Whenever they say Romeo and Juliet,
I wish I had that, because they are happy. They are what it should be. And that is just a simple story-like example I brought to you. Because, do you know anything about Romeo and Juliet? No, it's just a story. Even you will fall in love with that story. Why? There is something in you, you don't know it. Because you never looked at it. You did nothing for it. If you do something for it, with these rituals that I'm explaining to you somehow, that would be provoked. That will come out of you. That's a quality which is potentially in human being. This is the real difference between us and the animals. What is it? Really? Really? Tell me. Let's forget about Rumi. Let's forget about whatever we are talking here. Think about it. Explain. What is the difference between a human being and an animal? What is it?
Appreciation of beauty and honesty.
Appreciation of truth and honesty.
Beauty. Beauty,
beauty and beauty. Honesty. Is that it?
No, I'm just saying this is one of them. Beauty.
No. The major, main difference that the real main difference between human being and animal, if an alien comes here, studies will report that there are some animals here, they talk. Means what? Means they are connected. Means they have a we. That's it. How could you have a we? No, you are me. You are the big inflated ego. Yes. And how could you deal with that? You could. There are these exceptional people. They are examples. They did. Do you think that really Dalai Lama has an ego? No. Why? He doesn't need any. He doesn't need to show off. Everybody is appreciating him. It's that simple. But it takes a long time and a long process, because it's not something there. It's going higher and higher and higher. Where? Where you could not even imagine. Your grandfathers, 100 years ago, they didn't know about galaxies. They didn't know about microbes. No? And it's only 100 years. You see how it moves? It's silly to say that I know what's going to happen exactly. There are possibilities, potentialities, and all of that, right? Aha! So let's pay attention to that special stuff which is in us, which is becoming we. That's what we are trying to do. To really get rid of me and be a part of we. The best example for that is Peer, the fellow that I follow. I follow a person. When I'm talking to that person is not thinking about himself or his interests or his problem. None of it at all. It's just looking at me and watching a human being with this problem. And he feels